This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. That's right, right here with the real side. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-732-5563. Look, be involved, be engaged. I think it's a big deal. Make sure, you know, I should say, first of all, welcome back from the weekend. And a lot of stuff happening this week in California. Pretty hot. It was. I attended a protest on Saturday in California. Yeah, we do them. Sometimes, you know, it's not always the left protesting. And we had a protest. And let me tell you what, you know, being there and watching them smash police cars and smash windows and, you know, set stores on fire, it just made me, no, I'm joking. See, we don't protest like that. We don't riot. We are civil human beings. All right, so... And it was just it was just amazing. So there was about four to 5,000 people there. Let me say that slower because somebody will go, yeah, sure. 4 to 5,000 people, not 45,000. All right. And peaceful protests. We were protesting the closing. As a matter of fact, there were many business holders there, and they were there because they were protesting. You know, Governor Nuisance. Shutting down the small businesses again, right? I mean, I don't know what this guy expects to get the money, except he's going to try to get it from Trump. So he's going to cause all this damage, right? And then when they come back, and things start to rise. He's going to hit the government. He's going to hit Trump up for all this money, like you've seen some of these other places do, some of these other states do. And I'm sorry, but my attitude, and I live in California. President Trump, tell them no. No way, shouldn't happen. And I'm not joking. Dead serious. You can't have a guy like Newsom and other governors, and you look at what's going on in Portland and Seattle and other places, and then they want money to fix these places. Let me see. Let me be totally derelict in my duties, and then go to the federal government to pick it up. You know, it's funny how the left is treating all of this. This is like that you know, you helicopter parents. Yeah, I'm going to call you out. You helicopter parents. Okay, this is exactly where these kids got this. This is exactly where these people got this. All my mistakes, all the things that I do wrong, all the issues that I cause you, I want you to take care of. And mommy and daddy would step in and take care of. They'd bail out their little 17, 18, 19, or some of them, you still bail out your kids at 20 and 25, for God's sakes, at 30. Don't do it. Right? Just don't do it. I love it. The Portland community leaders are asking people to back down, right, to stop all the violence. It's not going to work. These people are getting, you know, I didn't believe it at first, but I've seen enough evidence now. These people are being paid to commit this violence. This isn't a grassroots organization. We've seen pictures of some of the leaders in these little groups in other cities. We know that some of these people are being paid. So just asking them to be civil isn't going to happen. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Wren's going to join me in a few minutes. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of fun with this. You know, I mean, because she doesn't hold back anything, right? The Minneapolis is at it again. We're gonna lose. Minneapolis is going to become its own country, right? I mean, seriously. Become the protest country. The third police precinct has fallen. The third one. What are they waiting for? And then you have, man, if Trump doesn't win, or if Trump loses the Senate and the House stays in Dem hands, do you know what's going to happen? I mean, run through everything that's going to be a problem. All the indictments that are soon to come down by John Durham, they're going to disappear. They're not going to happen. You know that. Right? And you look at some of these other things that are going on. Who the AG is going after. Those MS-13 kids. You know, the one that Nancy Pelosi says they're human beings, they're kids. Really? It's just amazing. And you know, and then the craziness goes even further. And this is something where they don't get it. Somebody spotted Maxine Waters. She pulled over to confront police officers in Los Angeles for stopping a black driver. Now, she had no idea what that driver was doing or not doing. And this is how you blow these things out of proportion, right? She said they stopped a brother, so I stopped to see what they were doing. You have no right to stop and see what they're doing. They're doing their jobs. Maybe you should do yours. Maybe the 20 or 30 years you've been involved in politics and you've only authored 3 bills and one was to rename a post office. Are we serious here? All right. I'm going to go breathe deep. I'm going to take a breath. I'm going to relax. And then I come back with Kimberly Moran. We'll be back in a minute. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Okay, come here and tell me. Yes, the chair is squeaking, and there's nothing I can do about it. Not right now, anyhow, and we'll take care of it later. Matter of fact, if you guys would send me more money, I could get a new chair. Anyway, Joe Mussini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And the lady you've all been waiting for, because you don't really care about me. I know you don't. Not on Monday nights, anyhow. Kimberly Murray joins me. She does every week. And, originally we started off just talking about, New England, New England politics. But now, man, the craziness is happening all over the country. It's nothing new to just New England. So how you doing, Kim?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I talk about food a lot in the show. Somebody sent me a link to a Mike's Pastry Regatta cheese pie. Okay.
Oh.
All right, so, but I can have one sent to me in California. Okay, you ready for this? For
how much?
$92. Okay, that includes shipping and everything.
Oh my goodness!
That pie.
You know that.
You better show up with somebody ready to serve it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, it's funny because I wanted to have Lou Malnati's deep dish pizza shipped to my house.
Oh yeah.
Because it's so good, and it was like $60 or $75 for two personal sized pizzas. I'm like, you know, I really can't. It's, and I've only done, I've almost done it a couple of times. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want it that bad.
The only thing I do that's really, really whacked when it comes to the food stuff is I love Drake's Cakes. I know it's bad. I love the ringdings and the yodels and the devil dogs, right? I mean, I grew up on that stuff.
Now I got to look them up because I don't even remember what they make.
Oh, come on. Right?
Oh,
yodels,
coffee cakes.
Ringdings, right?
Ooh.
So every once in a while, especially close to the holidays, I want them really bad. And I'll order them. But, man.
Oh, it says right here, buy online.
See?
Oh, they make devil dogs.
See?
Oh. Okay, now my mouth is watering. This
there
is not right.
All right.
They have cookies and cream brownies?
Yeah, they have some people have no clue what we're talking about and why are we talking about food. But I can tell you, these are those things
you
remember
as a child. Look it up online, people. Drake's Cakes.
Yeah, they're like
comfort foods. I remember the coffee cakes were really good.
People like me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
Well, see, I bake homemade stuff now, so I don't usually buy any of this kind of stuff. I could probably make all this stuff.
Yeah, but it wouldn't taste the same.
No, because mine would be better.
Here we go. I don't want better. I want it to taste the same, right?
I make orgasmic brownies.
Oh. This is
I'm not kidding.
There you go. Okay, thank you.
I didn't call it that to the little kids at a picnic yesterday, but...
There you go. Thank you.
I just said they're the best brownies.
So, I'll probably get in trouble for this, but I don't really care. I was talking about it earlier. You know, I went to that event over the weekend, and it was a protest. And so we use the same guidelines that we see on TV. You know, I mean, everybody had a mask on. Everybody was 6 feet apart. Not. All right? Nobody. There was no flames. I didn't see any flames from the police cars that were around. You know, and it was just truly a protest and a support, for that matter. So we were protesting Newsom. They had packets there to recall Newsom. And some of the things that local businesses could do to help them reopen. But it's, look at this. These guys are not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. And how Newsom can ask for another $15 billion or look at spending another $15 billion for education while making it so we're not collecting sales tax, we're not collecting any business tax or anything along those lines, they know what they're doing, right?
Yep.
You know?
Oh, he probably figures the federal government will just give it to him. And then if they don't, if the feds don't give it to him, then he can say, oh, it's all Trump's fault. Everybody's doing so bad in California.
Yeah, no. Well, they're having a mass exodus from San Francisco while recently approving up to 450,000 new homes in and around San Francisco County. All right? And I'm going, this shows you how lunatic these people are. They're going to build another 450,000 homes in the next 5, 8, 10 years, okay? And that's great, and that's wonderful. Who's going to live in them?
Yeah, well, you know, part of San Francisco is in dire straits with the housing issue is because they made it so people couldn't afford to live there anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
They you know, pushed people out or pushed people to end up being homeless because of their zoning. It's a freaking total mess. It's a total mess. The left who claims, quote unquote, they care about the poor and the working class the most, really care about the poor and the working class the least.
Yeah. Well, they because they say it. See, you know that old thing. If they keep saying it enough and enough and enough and enough, then eventually people will believe it. But you know, I think that's coming to a head. I think people are really seeing where they're at. You know, even with everything going on, Trump still has a high approval rating in the black community. How is that happening? If he's so bad, if he's so terrible, if he's so nasty, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, go
ahead. You got to remember, though, the mainstream media and is completely out of touch with real people in the general population. So, and they still are. They were in 2016, which is why they totally blew what they thought would happen for the election, and they still are. 2020, they didn't learn anything over the past 4 years except for how to lie more, cheat more, and be more disgusting.
No,
that's all they
learned.
You know,
it's really funny. You watch them scream and yell about what's her name, the press secretary for President Trump, Kaylee. Is it McInerney?
McEnany.
There you go.
McEnany.
Said like
I
a true. Said true like a true New Englander. they claim that all she does is lie. They never point out the lies. They never say specifically this is where she lied. Right? They just stay on it, and just keep calling them out, calling us out, whoever, for lying without any backup to it. Yet you look at what they talk about on a regular basis. Look at Hillary Clinton now. Now, she's claiming that Roger Stone was commuted and that Russia's, you know, coming back at us again. Well, they never went away. None of these players ever went away. They've been trying to hack our electoral election system. They did it in 2018, too. You know, if people would read the reports, you would see that Russia tried in 2018 to hack our systems to make a difference, and we retaliated at the same time. We gave them something that they had to deal with. So it's nothing new.
But the thing is, here's the thing. You'll have all this kind of background information, right? But the media doesn't tell the truth, and people don't go to look up to verify what they're saying and see if it's true or not.
Yep.
You can find out the truth. You just got to do a little work, and people are lazy.
No. All right, we'll be back in a minute. We're talking about what's going on in Chicago. That's right, that violence being caused by federal agents. I'm not sure. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With lawmakers back in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill working, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the United States cannot shut down again.
Cautious reopenings will need to proceed in ways that are as smart, safe, and data-driven as possible.
The Kentucky Republican also noting on the Senate floor coronavirus cases continue to surge across much of the country.
New spikes in large and economically central states show that we are nowhere near out of the woods.
The NFL is finalizing its coronavirus testing protocols as training camps are set to begin next week. The league announced players will be tested every day for the first 2 weeks of camp. Testing will then move to every other day if the positivity rate is below 5%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. Let me bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins us as she does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. And Kimberly, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's get back. Because, you know, there's so much going on out there. And it's really funny. You've got these BLM people. They're out there, you know, causing mayhem, shooting up places, burning down places, and somehow we're protecting their right to what's being referred to as protest. And then don't take this the wrong way, people of Chicago. I have no sympathy for you. You keep voting these lunatics in that don't give a crap about you in any way, shape, manner, or form. This weekend alone, you had 71 people shot. You had 12 people killed. And the only thing that your mayor is concerned about is whether or not Donald Trump is going to send federal troops in to protect federal property. Are you serious?
That's how the left rolls. Look, if they actually cared about black lives, we all know that the black community would be much better off and would have been much better off under Obama than they were. The left has continually harmed the black community with their policies, and they will continue to do so because they don't care about black lives. They don't care. Right. They just want their vote. They just want to put their hands out and say, give me your vote, and I'll, you know, pretend I care about you.
Yeah, look at this weekend. One was 10, one was 11. The majority of the people killed were under 18 years old.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I guess those black lives didn't matter. I've been on this, and some people have criticized me for it, but I don't really care, because here's the deal. Black Lives Matter is a sham, a major league sham.
Yeah, of course it is.
Right? And when you talk about where are they? Why aren't they in Chicago? Why aren't they in these areas where the kids are getting substandard educations? Black kids are getting substandard, and it happens in a lot of places. Why aren't they there screaming for better education for those kids?
They don't care.
Bingo.
Why aren't they pushing for better public education, and why aren't they pushing for better, more public charter schools and more school choice, more vouchers?
Why aren't they trying
to help kids do that? They aren't doing a damn thing for black lives.
That's right.
They don't care. They're only pushing a Marxist agenda, which hurts black lives even more than all the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not helping the black community at all in the least.
No. You know? Nope, not lifting a finger.
Nope.
Not a damn thing.
So Pelosi came out. She said that the...
God. Drunken grandma.
I would say, right? So they call it San Fran Nancy, right? And she...
San Fran Nan?
Yeah. She says when federal agents arrest criminals, I call it a kidnapping. Wait a minute. What?
What?
So she slammed President Trump, right, in a tweet on Friday for deploying unidentified stormtroopers in the Oregon city to quell rioting. Unidentified stormtroopers. Listen, why don't we give their name and address and phone number the whole nine yards where their kids go to school? They would love that because that's how the left rolls, right? They roll. That's the way they roll. Like the mafia did. I know where your kids go to school, right? I mean, remember that old joke?
Yep.
So.
Oh, yeah.
So she's mad because federal agents grabbed a couple of protesters, as she puts it. I call them rioters. All right? And they threw them into an unmarked van and got out of there. Now, we want to know where those people are. Well, first of all, none of your business where those people are. That's number one. Number two, DHS came out and said one of the reasons they quickly hurried them out of there was because there was a crowd brewing. There was a crowd growing in the area. I'd get out of there, too.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You've seen how well this has gone in the past.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Now, she says these are not the actions of a Democratic Republic. You know, and I'm thinking, were you awake under the Obama administration?
Of course not.
And how the DOJ acted there? I mean, come on.
Yeah. That's the other thing that kills me about Democrats and the left. They completely act like everything they did yesterday and all before that doesn't matter. Either that or they forget, or they just think everyone's stupid and isn't going to say, well, wait a minute, you didn't do anything then, you didn't say anything then, you didn't protest about it then, you didn't complain then, or maybe you supported it then, and all of a sudden now you don't.
You know,
and of course, the media, because they're in their back pocket, they don't question them on it. Well, didn't you, you know, under the Obama administration, this happened and you didn't say anything, Mrs. Drunk Grandma?
That's not the same. And we're not talking about then. We're talking about Trump is president now, not Obama.
Oh, don't give me your whataboutism, young man. No, that's exactly what they do. They bring up, you're just using whataboutisms. No, you morons, I'm bringing up facts to show what hypocrites and liars you are.
Well, what they don't understand is what we're actually saying is, look, if you're supposed to lead by example, if you guys are the true meaning of democracy and you do things the right way, and to put it in her words, you do the work of God, why wouldn't we go back and look at how you handle situations so we can handle them the same way? Wouldn't that only make sense?
Wait a minute. Nancy Pelosi said she does the work of God.
Oh, yeah. So much fun. About a year and a half ago, she said that we do the work of God. The Democrats, and that the Republicans, you know, they do the work of the devil kind of thing. And she made that comment, and I said, wow, because I know my God approves of, you know, chopping up and getting rid of babies. And, you know, I went down a whole list of stuff.
That's the first thought I was thinking.
I was going, wow.
Oh, my God. You know, I don't know how she hasn't been excommunicated.
Or be hit by lightning at this point. No, look at
that. Right?
Do you remember when she went to Rome, the Pope wouldn't even meet with her?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, this new one probably would meet with her, but the other one
probably would.
You know, and some of the bishops across the country won't give communion to some of these legislators that believe in abortion, and then some moron in a church will say, well, we shouldn't be politicizing this. Well, you're right, so stay away from it. The church believes in life, you know?
Yeah. Just leave it alone. Let them make their own choices. Oh, my goodness.
This is just, it gets better as the days go on. And I say that only because I think you got to stop listening to mainstream media. You got to stop reading this crap that's coming across the wire on Twitter. And you look at really what's going on in this country. And, you know, look at the black woman, and she's growing a small army in New York. I can't think of her name. She went out there twice with black paint. To paint over BLM. right?
Oh, my God. I saw that.
Don't you love her?
She was the one that was protesting, and she was on the ground painting it and saying, yes. Refund the police. And then a cop tried to grab her, but he slipped and fell, and he looked like he was laughing, actually. But she was, yeah, that was intense, actually.
Oh, my God.
Because she was dead serious.
Oh, and they let her loose. They let her out of jail, right? Because they have no bail jail there, right?
Yeah.
So they let her out. And you know what she did?
She bought
more black paint. She went right back. Started painting it over again. And when the black guy started coming over to her and questioning her, she went right after them. You know, she hit them up with, you know, you're okay with our black kids being killed by other blacks. You're okay. And she just nailed them.
Nice.
You know?
Well, I mean, it's the truth, right?
Yeah.
It's the truth. And let's face reality. A majority of BLM participants are stupid, white, left-wing, privileged children. Okay? Young adults. They're bored college kids. You know, they grew up in a life of privilege. They didn't grow up in an inner city where crime is more rampant than where they grew up.
Right.
They don't understand that by defunding the police in these communities, crime is going to get even worse, as we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
As we've seen.
We've already... Look at what's
happening
in New York.
They don't care that in the inner city and black communities, everyone probably knows someone who has been killed. That's horrifying.
Yeah. Lost a friend just walking down the street.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. The 3-year-old that was sitting in the car and got shot and killed.
There was a one-year-old that got killed.
Yep.
There was a young teen, a 12 or 13-year-old. She was just sitting in her living room watching TV. Your home where you're supposed to be safe. She was shot and killed. But that they don't do anything about that, and that's why these white leftists who are really behind BLM, they have no idea how these people live. And I bet you, and I'd have to look it up, I question what the background is of the other BLM activists who are actually black, what their kind of childhood was like. Did they grow up in the inner city, or did they actually grow up in the suburbs?
Yeah, I got it. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Kimberly's going nowhere. Got another segment with her. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You listen to the Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-FIL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, get involved, get engaged, do something. Other than sitting around drooling all over yourself, which is normally what happens. Anyway, just get involved, get engaging. You've got to be actively involved to make a difference. Okay? It's really that serious. I mean, simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's welcome back in Kimberly Marin. She joins us every week. Bring some sanity, but you definitely stir it up, too, when you come on.
When you said bringing sanity when you first opening up, I was like, really?
Oh, God. Yeah, all right. Don't get me wrong on some of this. Look. Somebody sent me an email with just a couple lines that said, now, think about something, Joe. Not one politician has died from the virus, lost their job, or had their business looted. Right? So, just ponder that and tell me what you think. And I'm thinking, think of all the people that are telling us to stay home, keep our masks on, we've got to keep people safe. These are all people that are making six-figure salaries. They're working from home or wherever. Some of them are going into their studios, all right? To that point, the legislators and so forth and so on. Hello? Anybody paying attention? Are we being played? Huh. Maybe? Just a tad?
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah, and of all the people that are at the Capitol building all the time, no one got it?
Yeah.
No, a couple people. Didn't a couple people get it, supposedly?
Well, yes, they were exposed to it. They tested positive. But think about what does tested positive mean? Because, you know, you and I...
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Thank you. Because, you know, I've been reading about this now, and frankly, if you have coronavirus antibodies, they consider you testing positive corona. Wow, why? You don't have it at that point. You can't give it to anybody at that point. So why are you positive for it?
There's been so many tests positive, you know, that aren't, you know, that were false positive. There's also been false negatives, but this has been such a sham from the very beginning with telling us one thing, then another, then, oh, you know, just 2 weeks, and then, oh, no, you got to do it for a little bit longer, and just... And changing, oh, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Oh, no, you have to wear masks now. 6 weeks in the pandemic. It's like having to wear a mask, mandate mask wearing at 6 weeks into a pandemic is like offering up a condom at a baby shower.
Well, somebody just said, let me see, it started off with, it's just a mask. It's just 6 feet. It's just 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just non-essential businesses. Oh, it's just non-essential workers. It's just a bar. It's just a restaurant. We're going to keep the hospitals from being overwhelmed. We'll just keep this until the cases go down. We got to flatten the curve. I mean, this is great, and it's so true. It's justice, 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 just, and it never stops, right?
No. Oh, it'll end November 4th if Biden is elected.
That the cure will
absolutely
show up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Minute that it's announced he's the winner, if he is, it will end.
Well, all right, come on. I got to see how much I can get your blood pressure up. Seattle Councilwoman now proposes firing all the white officers. Okay.
She wants to fire the white ones first, right?
So she went,
I saw that.
Didn't you think that was great? It was like, because this will.
I said it. I burst out laughing. I literally burst out laughing. I'm like, that's brilliant.
Oh, God bless. They have some political allies, though, you know? I mean, they've got some nut jobs on that side of the aisle that are saying, yeah, it makes sense to me since, you know, that's what most of the argument. No, most of the argument is about that. It's about violence against black people. If that's the case, look at who's really doing it. Have the cojones to put it out there and really talk about who's committing those crimes and what you can do to fix it. Right? I mean, go ahead and fire those cops and watch the lawsuits fly. It's great.
Oh, my God, can you... But just think about it. Like, they're upset with black violence against black men, but yet the violence against black men is going to increase even if they fired all the cops.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's where most of the violence occurs, black men committing violence against black men, or in the inner cities, even if it wasn't black on black, it's not cops committing the violence. Morons.
Oh, she's a real peach. But you just think about employment law, and that cop showed up in court and going, yes, it's real simple, Your Honor. I was fired because I'm white.
Yep.
Oh, God bless America. All right, let's have some fun. Well, I guess you can have a little fun with what's going on in St. Louis with the couple there that defended their property, basically. They defended their home. They defended their property. Now, the local attorney, the district attorney for the city, wants to throw the book at them, and will try to do so. But thank God that you've got the AG is saying, no, you know what, you're not going to do this, because they had the right, had the right to protect their property, to protect their lives. They were truly in fear of their lives. But they don't. That doesn't seem to do anything for these people. They just don't care. Right?
you know, it's again, so just like with all these cases where we do see partial or a part of police brutality, right? People go out and riot. We don't know the whole story yet.
Right.
But people jump to conclusions. And remember Baltimore, they instantly arrested and they put all these ridiculous charges against the cops that everybody knew was never going to stick, right?
Right.
Anybody who was using a thinking brain. So the local DA or whatever said, oh, no. We gotta get these people. We can't let people think that this is okay to defend your home and your lives. We can't let that. Then they're white. If they were black, nobody would even care. We can't let this pass. You know, it's all based on emotions and, oh, what is the mob going to say if we don't do anything?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's not how this country is supposed to run. That's not how any of this is supposed to work. You're supposed to use facts and evidence to press charges or make decisions. You're not supposed to use emotions at the time to push things that shouldn't be in general. Can you hear my husband sneezing in the background?
No, I'm just laughing about something.
Oh, my God, he's so loud. He better not have the COVID. I might have to kick him out.
Gonna have to sleep in the van. and to prove, this is like proof positive. Remember when Trump said that Baltimore was a real crap hole and look what they were doing to that beautiful city? And matter of fact, it wasn't like he said they took a crappy city and they're making it crappier. He called it, it was a beautiful city, had some great things going on in Baltimore, and look at what these people have done to it. So, I don't know if you saw the report that came out, a while back, and it was talking about how Baltimore, 13 of Baltimore's high schools, had zero students that were proficient in math. And that was just
zero?
Zero. Nil. None.
Wow.
Nothing.
Well, I mean, that's probably, I bet you that has a lot to do with Common Core math, too. Because that's awful. No, I'm just saying, that math itself is fine, right? It's easy to teach. It's whatever. Right. I'm a math geek, so whatever. But it's much easier to teach than the Common Core math, which kids that are really good at regular math couldn't even understand. So that's part of it. It's intentional. Dumbing down the kids even more.
Oh,
how many of these kids are going to be able to graduate? I'm sure they'll be pushed through to graduate. How many of them are going to graduate and be able to do anything but a service entry kind of job or a labor skill?
Well,
what are they going to do?
Think about this, though. They got kids ripping down abolitionist statues, right? Because they don't know what they are. They don't know what they mean. They have no clue. And I'm saying to myself, this shows you where we are in education. If we keep dumbing them down, you can yank them around and get them to do almost anything. 9 out of 10 boys in Baltimore City can't read at grade level, right? So when you look at this and you look at what's happening there, you say, is this planned? Is this because they suck at education? I always say, when it comes to the inner city education, the black community takes it on a regular basis. They get screwed all the time when it comes to this. And they need to start screaming and they need to step up or else accept what happens to them.
That's the problem. Now we have a couple generations, or maybe a few generations, in from what Democrats did when they pushed the Great Society and destroyed the black family. Right. What are we, a couple generations in now? Maybe three?
Yep.
Too late. It's too late, unless there was a complete douching of the government, the administrators, and the people who run the schools in the inner cities, and all aspects. It's just going to keep getting worse. It's not going to get better.
Right.
Because the people, generation after generation, are being destroyed. And obviously, that's not happened to everyone. And some people are able to rise above it and get out of that. But if 72% of the community, as you know, or more, it might be more now, don't have two parents, and that's horrible.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right, and it's a proven number. Anyway,
it is, unfortunately.
You hear it. How do people find you?
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right. Always a pleasure, and really, seriously. Hey, next hour we got Bridget Melson, Dr. Bridget Melson, coming in to talk about this lunacy, what we're doing to our kids by not getting them back in school. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.